The days are growing longer, the weather is getting warmer, the kids are about to go on vacation, and it's time to treat yourself.
Three words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself 2011.
What do we treat ourselves to?
Clothes.
Treat yourself.
Fragrances.
Treat yourself.
Massages.
Treat yourself.
Mimosas.
Treat yourself.
Fine leather goods.
Treat yourself.
A Code Repository website?
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself 2018.
The best day of the year.
What I'm trying to say is that Microsoft just spent $7.5 billion to acquire GitHub. And there are some people who are really excited about this news because that means there's more money for the developer community. And there are others that are very nervous that Microsoft owns a major open source community. So this week we're going to talk about this major acquisition. We're going to learn about the pros and cons. I'm Joey Lombardi, and this is Sourcecast episode 123. For my non-technical listeners, some of you are probably saying, what the hell is GitHub? Allow me to provide some background. GitHub is a web-based hosting service mostly used to submit and share computer code. One of the major benefits of GitHub is its distributed version control system and its source code management functionality. GitHub provides access control and several collaboration features, such as bug tracking, feature requests, and task management. And of course, wikis for every project. The site has both free and paid for accounts, and they have private and public sections. And due to that flexibility, it is a very popular hosting site for open source projects. In fact, it's so popular that there are over 28 million users and over 57 million repositories, which makes GitHub the largest host of source code in the world. So why would Microsoft, who is one of the world's largest private software companies, want to buy an open source developer community? Simply put, this is part of Microsoft's long-term change from a software-based company that sells you Windows and Office to a cloud-based company that offers the Azure platform, Office 365, and a variety of applications that are presented to users as software as a service, not traditional software. Thanks to Microsoft's current CEO, Satya Nadella, Microsoft is embracing open source. They are offering Linux on their hosting Azure platform. So the acquisition of GitHub really could be seen from a public declaration perspective as Microsoft fully committing to this new approach. GitHub is one of the most popular services used by software developers to build projects based on open source code. And again, Microsoft was so anti-open source during the Ballmer era. So you really do have to look at this move as a declaration. Over the last couple of days, as articles started to accumulate about this topic, many people are suggesting that this acquisition is a means to persuade software developers to create more applications for the Azure cloud computing business. Amazon is still a clear number one in the cloud infrastructure market. With the GitHub purchase, Microsoft now has a means of enticing developers to create more services for Azure and to make it a destination platform for companies looking to move to the cloud. Over the long term, Microsoft has a reputation for not being great at acquisitions. However, during Satya Nadella's reign as CEO, Microsoft's acquisitions have been much better integrated into the core company. Case in point, LinkedIn. At $7.5 billion in stock, this isn't Microsoft's largest or even its most surprising deal to date. It's less than a third of what the company paid for LinkedIn. According to GeekWire's Todd Bishop, this purchase is not about stockholders. It's not about wooing Wall Street. This is about attracting the community of developers, apparently all 28 million of them. But before Microsoft can get to wooing developers or anyone else, they have to address the concerns that are being raised at Microsoft's acquisition of this open source community. Primarily, the concerns are coming from developers who are citing uneasiness over Microsoft's handling of previous acquisitions, specifically Nokia and Skype. There are reports that a number of software projects hosted on GitHub have migrated themselves to competing services since rumors of the Microsoft acquisition emerged. A verified developer named Tante, T-A-N-T-E, on Twitter said this about the acquisition. The main problem with GitHub being bought by Microsoft isn't Microsoft. It's that in 2008, we still haven't learned that critical infrastructure shouldn't belong to one company, and that we should avoid building single points of failure. Another verified Twitter user, Martin Varsavsky, stated this. Microsoft buying GitHub feels like ExxonMobil buying Greenpeace.
Damn!
The person who will be taking over the Microsoft version of GitHub is 40-year-old Microsoft Vice President Nat Friedman. Friedman did a Reddit Ask Me Anything last week and was peppered with tough questions. One Redditor asked a question about potential conflicts, since many Microsoft competitors use GitHub. And this is what Friedman had to say. Microsoft hosts the confidential information of more than 1 billion customers today. And this is a responsibility that we take extremely seriously. GitHub already has policies and controls in place to limit employees' access to private repos, and this will remain as tight as ever under Microsoft. Going back to what I said earlier, while there are concerns and criticisms about Microsoft taking over GitHub and the community, etc., I actually feel that this is a declaration of the company showing they're putting their money where their mouths are about open source and really pushing towards a cloud platform and embracing open source. The Wall Street Journal's Dan Gallagher wrote an article about this shift, and the title is, "Microsoft's GitHub deal is a clean break from its past." And I quote, "Owning GitHub should cement that vision and put Microsoft in a more forward position with developers over time. But much will depend on the company's ability to integrate the business while maintaining its independence. It helps that Microsoft has largely been able to do the same with LinkedIn and Minecraft." Greg Moskowitz of Cohen & Company say those deals have given Microsoft more credibility with potential acquisition targets. It also helps that GitHub is generating less than 1% of Microsoft's annual revenue, according to Adam Holt of MoffettNathanson. That should help investors focus more on the long-term strategic benefits of the deal rather than the economic, even if GitHub continues to serve its competitors. Microsoft may have paid up for GitHub, but the company seems to understand that not everyone else needs to lose for it to win. Not everyone is criticizing this deal. In fact, the Linux Foundation officially endorsed Microsoft's acquisition of GitHub. BetaNews.com's Brian Fagioli quotes Jim Zemlin, who is the executive director of the Linux Foundation. So I guess I double quote. Should the open source community be concerned? Probably not. Buying GitHub does not mean Microsoft has engaged in some sinister plot to own the more than 70 million open source projects on GitHub. Most of the important projects on GitHub are licensed under an open source license, which addresses intellectual property ownership. The trademark and other IP assets are often owned by a nonprofit like the Linux Foundation. And let's be quite clear. The hearts and minds of developers are not something one buys. They are something one earns. Zemlin went on to say, "Why would Microsoft do this? It seems simple to me. Steve Ballmer was half right about his famous developers, developers, developers cheer. He just didn't factor in the open source developers that he famously discounted. Satya Nadella has righted that oversight in a spectacular way this week. Microsoft has always loved developers and wants to make a business of providing developers with great tools in order to help them create great technology. It is literally their mission on the About page of their website, to empower every person and every organization on the planet to achieve more," which I may also add is a direct quote from Satya Nadella's autobiography. So what have we learned? Microsoft is spending $7.5 billion on an organization that was worth around $2.5 billion based on previous estimates. Developers are very concerned that the quote-unquote Microsoft evil empire is going to somehow destroy this developer community, similar to what happened to SourceForge. But the existing GitHub leadership and Nat Friedman are assuring users that Microsoft isn't going to change the culture of the site. They're going to allow developers to use whatever text editors they want. They're not going to flood the site with ads. And they are effectively trying to embrace the developer community and want to actively work with them. Is $7.5 billion a lot of money to embrace a developer community, to better engage a developer community? I don't know. And the money that's being spent in the cloud space, that's a drop in the bucket if it's going to give Microsoft a competitive advantage over Amazon. While Microsoft is solidly in second place, I was going to say solid number two, but that's gross. So while Microsoft is solidly in second place, and they are absolutely growing their cloud business, and they are getting critical acclaim for the decisions that they are making, Amazon is a juggernaut, and in order to compete long-term, they have to make bold decisions. They have to create infrastructure and a bench for them to be able to compete long-term. And if you look at this acquisition through that lens, it does make a lot of sense. They just have to execute intelligently now.
And that's all we have for this week. You can find SourceCast on iTunes, Google Music, and all of your favorite podcasting applications. SourceCast is recorded in bucolic Mandarin, New Jersey, and it's produced by my dad. The outro is performed by me, Ben Lombardi, and music is provided by Patrick Lee. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.